Welcome to the BCHL podcast presented by Subway. This is Brent Mutis from BCHL Communications. We've got a full show for you here today as we have a guest from each of the three BCHL divisions, and we're going to jump right into it. Most teams are approaching the 15-game mark right now, just about a quarter of the season in. One of the top performers early on has been Alberni Valley Bulldogs rookie goalie John Hawthorne, who is currently 5-1 for the third-place Bulldogs. The Chemainus BC product has adjusted his game accordingly after a year of junior B hockey last year with the Nanaimo Buccaneers.
Well, you know what? The first thing, of course, is it's definitely a step. Like, it's a lot faster than the BCHL. But you know what? I try not to worry about that too much. Like, I know people have said, wow, like, it's an adjustment, is it this or that? And it is. But for me, like, I just, you know, the process has to be good, and that's kind of all I worry about. I don't know. That's sort of how I look at it.
Yeah, I know, and things have been going pretty well for you guys lately. It's got to be pretty fun coming to the rink these days.
It has been, yeah. Like, we got a good thing going here. You know, we got a lot of new kids in here, and so it's fun to come to the rink. Yeah, we love the guys. We're pretty close, and yeah, you know, it's a good time. We got a 3-game win streak, and we just gotta keep going.
The only chance I've personally been able to see you play in person was at the BCHL Showcase, and I thought you had a pretty good game against Vernon. You made some pretty exciting saves. Is that a favorite moment for you, or was there something else? I'm just kind of wanting to find out what was kind of your favorite play or something that's happened so far this season.
That was pretty cool, just because the venue was, it's a showcase and this and that, so everyone wants to perform, and you know, so that was good. But I don't know if we have a favorite moment. Maybe beating Langley in overtime. You know, it was an overtime win. It was lots of fun. I was at home, something like that. But our showcase was definitely cool.
You know, speaking of overtime victories, you just got a win the other night in Victoria over an island rival. It was also in overtime. It's three straight wins for you guys. What do you think specifically is clicking for you guys right at the moment?
Well, I think we're using our speed really well. We're definitely not a big team, but we're fast. And when we use our speed, we can win a lot of races and we can create a lot. And we've been doing that, and you know, it's been paying off for us. Plus, you know, we've had a great penalty kill as well. That's been big. And so, you know, put those together, we've been pretty good.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about your coaching staff. They're both new as well. Matt Hughes and Jeff Dubois are both a couple of guys that I happen to know pretty well for a long time. And what's it been like dealing with them? And I also wanted to ask you, have you been working with a goalie coach as well this season?
So Matt and Jeff are awesome. They're, Matt, of course, is, you know, he's the man. He's super intense. He, you know, keeps us going hard in practice. And that. Jeff's a great guy. Also, you know, has moments where he's on us, but it's, you know, it's a good mix. We do have a goalie coach this year, Nolan Karibinko. I should know his last name. I'm very sorry, Nolan. But so we work with him maybe once or twice a week, depending on just how much you can get out here. And then, so that's that.
Another bit of big news for you guys happened late last week, and we've seen more of it this week, is that one of the defensemen on your team, Sammy Farron, committed to Princeton, an Ivy League school. I think he's the first guy on your team this season to get a commitment. Did that draw a lot of chatter from you guys? And, you know, what's it been like seeing your teammate make that big commitment?
Oh, it definitely did. It was huge, actually. I sit next to the guy in the room. He's an unreal guy. So we were all thrilled for him. And, you know, if we were being honest, it was kind of nice to have, like, a little logo on the lineups before the game. So it looks good on us. And, you know, there's lots of guys in that room, to me, that could or should commit going forward. So, you know, we're excited. We're excited for him, and we're excited to keep going.
Give me a little bit of a sneak peek as we finish up here on your game. Obviously, you know, your numbers are pretty good, and I think you're feeling good in the net right now. But is there something technically you really want to work on between now through the end of the season, somewhere you want to get better?
I think you can always be sharper sort of everywhere. Definitely for me is my rebound control. It's not always been super clean at times. You know, I like to think I compete pretty hard, and so I've made up for maybe some mistakes, but definitely controlling pucks a little bit better is a focus right now.
Alberni Valley Bulldogs goalie John Hawthorne. One of the big hockey headlines this week was the announcement of the roster for the World Under-17 Challenge happening next month in northern BC, with Fort St. John and Dawson Creek co-hosting. There were 6 BCHL players chosen for the event. Victoria's Alex Newhook and Jackson Alexander Penticton D-man Luke Reed and forward Massimo Rizzo, Chilliwack Chiefs forward Harrison Blaisdell, and Vernon Vipers forward Alex Svetlakov all will be representing Canada at the U-17s next month. Speaking of the Vipers, our next guest is their assistant coach Kevin Kraus. The team had the night off Friday, so we started out talking about what typically goes on for a BCHL coach when the team gets a night away from the rink.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't happen too often, so sometimes it's nice to be able to be at home on a Friday night, but at the same time, you know, got two big games coming this weekend, so, you know, we'll keep an eye on the Surrey game and, you know, and obviously the Trail game as well, the two opponents that we play this weekend, so just get a little pre-scout going and just see what we got ahead of us this weekend.
You guys are off to a great start in the interior division, and a couple of the big reasons for that is you have some of the top young players in the league. You know, I was noticing your leading scorers, Brett Stapley, who's a bit of a known commodity. He's been in the league for a few years. And also Jack Judson, a defenseman. They're 99-born and 2000-born, respectively. I was just hoping you could bring us up to date with a little bit of a scouting report on what each of those guys bring to the table for you.
Brett's, you know, now it's his third year in the league. You know, I think his first year in the league was a lot of a learning process for him of just how to play with the puck and away from the puck. And, you know, last year really had a breakout season, and, you know, he's continued that into this year. Very determined kid and wants to be one of the best players in the league. And night in and night out, he's proven that he can be. So, you know, nice to see him have the start that he's had. You know, and Jack Judson, you know, a kid that, you know, might have been able to make our team last year, but, you know, we ended up sending him back down to midget, ended up coming back and making our team this year, and he's just been, he's been great for a 17-year-old defenseman. Some of the things that he's been able to do early on in the year has been great. Nice to see a young kid like that step in and produce right away.
Sticking with your roster, another great young player on your team, you're going to actually lose him for a couple of weeks next month, is Alex Svetlakov, who's headed off to the World Under-17 Challenge. What can you tell us about his game? He's just getting his feet wet in the league right now.
Yeah, no, he's been great. You know, obviously, he's a very young, talented hockey player, you know, and that's why he's making that hockey team, but you know, he's come in, and I think it's a big step for anybody coming from midget hockey to junior hockey. And I'd say the last, you know, four or five games, he's really started to figure out how hard he has to compete night in and night out and how hard he has to be, you know, now being a centerman on a very good third line, that just how responsible he needs to be in the D zone as well. And, you know, obviously he has the offensive touch and the offensive gifts that, you know, some things that we can't teach him, he already has. So he's done a real good job at, you know, learning how to become a complete player, and I think that'll just be good for him in his future.
We're with Vernon Vipers assistant coach Kevin Kraus. Kevin, you and head coach Mark Ferner were both defensemen in your playing days. So how do you guys divvy up the work, and who works with what groups at practice and on the bench?
On the bench, it's, you know, I'm more or less taking the D, and Mark takes the forwards. In practice, we kind of, I think we pretty much do it together. You know, everyone has a strong input at every position, other than, I'd say, goaltending is one that you kind of have to be a goaltender to, you know, teach that one. But, you know, we have a great coaching staff here with Mark, myself, Jared Smithson, and Kevin Peterson. There's a lot of experience and a lot of talent to draw from, you know, and especially bringing in Jared Smithson, a forward that played in the NHL for a number of years. The experience alone that he has brought to our team has been great. You know, and our kids have been soaking it up like a sponge. So it's definitely a team effort as far as the coaching staff is concerned. Teacher, team.
Hey, I know, as we mentioned, you guys are off to a really good start this season, but you can never be satisfied as a coach. You know that, and I know Mark Ferner does as well. So what are the areas you guys really want to make sure, you know, keep clicking, or an area you guys even maybe want to improve on a little bit moving forward?
You know, I think something that I think every team can improve on is just being competitive every night. You know, there's, especially in our division, there's not really a night that you can take off. There's, you know, I think seven teams in our division now, and every one of them, you know, can beat you at every night. So
you have to just, you know, we're working on coming into every game as a new game and starting competitive from the drop of the puck. That, you know, every 2 points in our division is going to be huge, whether it's a division opponent or an out of division opponent. We're going to need those 2 points every night. So just staying focused. You know, our team has been playing great defensive hockey, but at the same time been putting up good numbers offensively. So just want to keep staying on the right track in that aspect.
That was Vernon Vipers assistant coach Kevin Kraus. A bit more BCHL news to get to. This week's Subway BCHL Player of the Week is Merritt Centennial's goalie Jacob Berger. The Minnetonka, Minnesota product stopped 121 of 129 shots in three games, backstopping the Sens to points on each night. Berger saved his best for last week in a 3-2 road win over Wenatchee, where he made 45 saves and was named the game's second star. Jacob Berger of the Merritt Centennials is the Subway BCHL Player of the Week. Time now to catch up with a BCHL graduate in our alumni segment. Our next guest finds himself somewhat idle at the start of the college hockey season, as his team doesn't have an NCAA game until October 29th. Coquitlam Express graduate Jackson Cressy is at Ivy League Princeton University and talks about the anticipation to get going with many other teams having already hit the ice.
Well, we're obviously very excited to get started. I mean, starting a month after a lot of teams is can hurt your start of the season, so we got to try and get ready any way we can. Those are just Ivy League rules that we start after other teams because we have separate regulations that don't allow us to practice as much and have a shorter season, so that's kind of supposed to be for the better of our education, but it could be a detriment to us depending on how we fit the year.
Well, Harvard made it all the way to the Frozen Four last year, so there's a way around it. But I wanted to ask you a little bit about what the one game you did have already. You had an exhibition game earlier this month against Western Ontario. A lot of NCAA schools play exhibition games against Canadian universities. What was that game like? And there was probably a few BCHL guys across the other side of the ice. I noticed Ryland Ball, Ryland Bechtel, maybe guys you might have crossed paths with in the BCHL. What was that game like for you guys?
From the CIS, and obviously they're a pretty good team, and I did know a few guys playing at some of the CHL, so it's cool to kind of see them and see what they've been up to recently, and I think it was good for us to kind of get try to get a view of what our team's going to look like this year. I know we got a lot of new guys coming in and a lot of fresh faces, and we got guys we need to replace, so I think it was really good for us. I thought we looked good, and we sorted out a few issues, and we're looking forward to this weekend and then starting the season the weekend after.
I know the last time we talked with you, we were at Canuck Summer Development Camp at UBC. I was hoping you could sort of refresh us on what that experience was like for you and, you know, how much it's impacted you as a player up to this point now.
Well, it was a tremendous experience. I'm very grateful that they gave me the opportunity to go out there and play in the prospects camp. It's great to kind of see where you stack up against guys who will play in the NHL next year and all the top prospects, and being a guy there, just a camp invitee, it was kind of cool to be recognized like that. And, I mean, you learn a lot. You're there for 1 week, but you're getting practice from all the top coaches, and they're giving you advice, and they're all looking forward. They're trying to make you better, and, I mean, it's a good week, and I feel like I really improved a lot, so hopefully I can carry that forward.
We're with Jackson Cressy from Princeton University. Jackson, I was hoping you could give us a couple of quick updates on some of your BCHL teammates on the Tigers roster, Josh Tevis, Max Becker. Where do they slot in for you guys this season?
Well, Josh Tevis is a defenseman, obviously a tremendous player. He's a junior this year. He's a leader we look to. He was at Calgary Flames camp this summer, actually, so he had a great summer as well. He's on a top power play. He's probably logged most minutes on defense, so he's a huge part of our team, and we're really lucky to have him, and we're looking for another big year out of him. And then Max Becker is a great player. He can play up and down the lineup. He can play first line, or he can play fourth line, and he does everything we need him to. He's a great penalty killer. I mean, he can score, he can hit, he can check, he can do it all. So, I mean, two guys that are really important to our squad, and we look to them for a lot of leadership and a lot of advice going forward.
Now, just this week, we announced the commitment of Sammy Farron, who's a defenseman at the Alberni Valley Bulldogs. He's committed to Princeton for next season. Did you have anything to do with him when he came for his visit to campus, or you know much about him as a player? And you know, what's it like when those guys come and visit campus and you show them around?
we're able to hang out with them and kind of show them what it's like around campus and what classes are like and kind of what the atmosphere is like. Unfortunately, I didn't get to meet him when he came on his visit. He was just here for a short period of time. He was supposed to actually come to one of my classes, but unfortunately, my teacher said no. But I've heard great things about him. I know the coach is really high on him, and so we're excited to have him come in.
Your first NCAA game that does come up is on the 29th of October, a Sunday, against Holy Cross. What is key for you guys to really get in shape and what you want to have really working when that first NCAA game comes around for you guys?
Yeah, we want to be as prepared as we can be. I mean, obviously, we need to get a special team up and going right away. And a lot of teams in the NCAA so far have been kind of blaming special teams just early in the season, but we don't have that luxury to come out slow in the gate. So hopefully our power play penalty kill will be hot right from the start. And we'll go out there and we'll just, I mean, I think we'll have a good look at this weekend what our lineup's going to look like. And so hopefully we have some chemistry going. And, I mean, that's a big game, especially when we want to set the season off right. So I think we'll be ready.
That was former Coquitlam Express standout Jackson Cressy from Princeton University. That's going to do it for the BCHL podcast this week. For all the latest news and notes on the BCHL, be sure to check in at bchl.ca and follow the league on Twitter at BCHL Live or on Instagram at RealBCHL. This is Brent Mutis from the BC Hockey League. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.